Pod Culture, episode 414, Baffled Raspberries, part A. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another exciting adventure of Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
Yeah, well, you know, I had to start off different a little bit.
Yeah,
maybe.
I liked it. Mm-hmm.
So,
an adventurer.
It was different, and I wasn't even paying attention. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, like I told Glenn in the mic check, why start now, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so what has everyone been up to, Miss Christina?
Not a whole lot. I got a bridge in my mouth, so I'm a little bit sore today.
Mm. So you have many people crossing it?
I'm sorry?
No, but she paid a toll.
Crossing this
as
bridge?
As long as it's not burning, I'll be all right.
Okay, good. No, but there's a troll under it.
Oh, oh boo.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Didn't you just go and
it took me a second.
Nothing personal.
No. That was really good. It's so sad that it took me a minute. other than that, not a whole lot. I bought a new bit of tech today. I didn't even spend any money, but I got a new bit of tech coming in the mail.
Nice.
I'm excited. I ordered myself a Fitbit
Ooh,
Force.
Yeah.
From our online rewards catalog that you and I share, Adam.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see how that'll work.
Awesome.
I talked to a lady about it, and she said that she's got it for the week from her doctor because she has sleep apnea.
Uh-huh.
So they're tracking her sleep schedule, and apparently this thing does that. It'll you know, see all your ups and downs and rhythms and everything. I'm like, I need that.
Yeah.
And then it gives it to the NSA.
You know what? If I sleep better, they can have it.
This podcast is, recorded
but that's
by
about
NSA.
It.
Yeah. They're monitoring. They're listening in.
Maybe we could have gotten the lost files from them.
Right.
Oh.
You go. Oh, you'd be like, come back. Excuse me. I know you're recording this, so can I have it back, please?
Razer's coming out with a kind of a fitness band / watch.
That's neat.
Thing that looks pretty awesome.
Up until yesterday,
it
I had
is
no
green
idea.
And black,
Ooh.
And it looks so cool.
Mm, mine is just black.
What'd you say again? Green and black?
Yeah.
And fitness.
And it's Razer.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's
but it's Razer.
Yeah, it's true.
Get it.
Yep, that's the extent of my adventures.
Adam, what have you been up to, man?
Just kind of. I don't know. Just hanging out and working out.
Very good.
I'm more into
getting
that.
Out and about and working out? Or?
No, just working out in my apartment, like doing the insanity stuff still. It's really been too cold to go running.
I was going
to
say, dude, it's been like sub-zero, man.
Yeah.
They'll lock you up for that insanity stuff.
Yeah. it is insane.
Right down the road from Madison, man. Actually, that's where a lot of my family is from.
Explains a lot.
No kidding. You've met some of my relatives.
We've been having a bit of a heat wave around here.
Oh, yeah,
a
whole 40 degrees
recently. It's got up to, 44 degrees today, I think.
That's on my awesome. Island.
As opposed to the 6 degrees and 13 degrees, it's been around
and
here.
Minus 4.
Whatever.
Minus 87
wind chill.
Yeah, today was like triple what it was yesterday.
Yeah. I'm over it.
We're all
I'm done.
Be sick.
I like snow, but I'm done. This is I just want to, as Crystal would say, I want to punch old man winter in the face.
Wait a minute, she's the one that really likes snow and everything.
I know. Yeah, and even she's kind of over it too.
It gets old.
Yeah, she's kind of
old
over
when
it.
The first flake fell.
Well, you don't like snow at all.
No.
But We finished watching Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, actually.
Eat the bags of meth?
Oh, my God.
Actually, we hadn't. No, she still has one.
See, my brother sent me a text because he watched it before I did, and he said, I'm going to go all Walter White on your ass. And I'm like, don't tell me I haven't seen it. Now I know.
Yeah.
And knowing is half the battle.
Crazy, and it's awesome. So, that's about, I don't know. That's about it, I guess. I've been trying to think of other things I've been doing. Just, you know, hanging out with Crystal and
still recovering from the geek cuisines she inflicted upon us a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
That makes one of us.
We still chuckle about that.
Oh, it's absolutely hysterical.
Yes.
Yeah, because you put the video up.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I did have to do a little sound editing on that one.
Yeah.
Edit out some of those gags. They were getting repetitive.
Actually, yeah. It was all dry heaving, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, what have you been up to, man?
I guess the big thing is I got an email yesterday from Derby City Comic Con saying I have been accepted as a guest.
Nice.
Hey.
So, happy to hear that since when they started rolling out invitations, I didn't hear anything back. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm not going to be one. And then they sent me an email yesterday saying, hey, sorry, you slipped through the cracks somehow. Here's all the stuff. And
nice.
So I was like, oh, awesome. So I'll be.
That's cool.
Looking forward to that.
There you go.
Let's see. Been watching lots of TV, getting caught up on things, playing a little bit of Call of Duty Ghosts whenever I have a chance. And I've been reading a lot.
And what platform have you been playing it on?
On PS4.
PS4. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And like I said, doing a lot of reading, getting caught up on some things. Just finished book, I think, 7?
That's crazy.
Of My Cousin Chuck's Stone Soldier series. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Cool.
And doing a little bit of writing on a project that I'm working on. And
good.
Not nearly enough, but
A little bit?
A little bit here and there. Eventually, the words add up and it'll be
quicker
done.
Than you think.
Well, I don't know. It could speed up a little. I guess that's up to me, huh? Damn. Yeah, I flew to Madison to see the last of the pylons of the original Madison Bridge get demolished. So basically it was
Bridges over Madison County.
Yeah, no, there's a brand new bridge over Madison County, actually. It wasn't real spectacular because
bridges under Madison County, no?
Yeah, basically they just exploded the base and pulled it over at the same time. So
that's so cool.
Boring.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
But that's still cool.
But it's better than chunks flying everywhere and hitting the helicopter and landing in the water there or something, you know.
Oh, it could have been like the publicity stunt they did for Demolition Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That
was cool. What was the name of that building? You remember?
I don't remember. It was just a... Was
it like the Belknap building or something like that? Wasn't it?
No, that's the Humana building now.
Oh. I forget what it was called. Yeah, that was cool. For people that aren't in the area, they did it like, wasn't it like live on MTV?
Live on MTV, it was like a promo thing for the movie Demolition Man, which was kind of like the screen test for Judge Dredd.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And they just blew up the building.
Blew up the building because Demolition Man, you know, blows
they had like
up.
Fire, like a like fireball coming out of the front of the building, and then it just the whole building collapsed.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, neat.
I remember seeing that.
And the story is that Stallone liked it in the area and actually bought a house on the river in Jeffersonville.
Oh.
Wow.
So I don't know if he's ever been back there again.
Yeah.
It's probably one of his many properties. Wow.
Well, there used to be a Rockies down there.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Good point. Wouldn't that be funny? He'd go in and see Rocky eating at Rockies. Yeah.
No.
Anything else, man?
Nothing else I can think of.
I haven't been up to much because, well, you know, no job other than the job hunt. Got a bit of bad news because had an interview that I thought I nailed and the interview had gone really well. Thought I had it locked, and then I got the Dear John letter.
It wasn't even a
literally.
Can you just at least pretend, like at least personalize it a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, I know everybody's busy, but God.
And these days, so many people apply for jobs. I'm sure it's difficult.
Or at least have a rotation.
I mean, this was an interview and a job shadow.
It wasn't was just a...
That yeah. nailed it. I mean, I was... Yeah.
He and, reached the second part, like, the second door.
Mm.
Like...
Yeah, that's pretty much about it. I did put the call out on Facebook a little bit for some help on getting hosting and stuff, everything, because, you know, hey, money's a little tight, and been blessed enough to have some folks step up and have helped us out a lot.
Oh,
so
nice.
So.
We're trying to think of something cool to send you all.
Yeah. Well, I think one of them probably wants to send his copy of Robo Vampire back.
Sorry, no returns.
Yeah, we ain't taking that shit back.
No refunds or exchanges.
Especially if it's not been opened.
And it hasn't. I know that for sure because he tweeted a picture. Don't want to mention quite any names yet, but there's been some big help, and it's taken the biggest chunk of
and thank you.
Of that out. So
thank you a lot.
Lot off my mind, and the show can still come out. And speaking of shows and going out, let's just shut the hell up and get into the show.
Let's go on.
Once upon a time, many years ago, life was much simpler. You could say life was slow, not anymore. In the modern world, you're always on the run. There's too much to do just to get things done. You gotta be multitasking. I can talk on the phone while I drive my car. Got a Bluetooth device, I'm not breaking the law. Stick it in your ear, I'm multitasking. How many things can you do at one time? You're gonna be sorry for asking. Think about it while you shower, it'll blow your mind. And when you do your multitasking. I used to work with a guy named Lou. They let him go. Now I do his job too. You want fries with that? I'm multitasking. Well, Elvis would sing while he swiveled his hip. He belt out a tune while he curled his lip. Boom. He was multitasking. What happened to the days of one thing at a time? You're gonna be sorry for asking. They're gone like the dinosaur in modern times. Multitasking is now the fashion. Said to my wife, how about some loving? She said, we could get it done while I'm cleaning the oven. It's called easy off. We're multitasking. In the modern world, you're always on the run. There's too much to do just to get things done. You gotta be multitasking. Can't wait to be multitasking. Just love to be multitasking.
Hello. Yeah, no, I'm just finishing a song. Yeah, I can play and talk at the same time. Yeah, I guess I am multitasking.
You know, with the cold weather and everything like that, to hell with going outside. You know, you got the snow, you got the ice, you might fall and bust your ass. Just kick back on the couch and watch some TV or something. Time for a little TV and DVD talk. And Christina, what have you been watching?
Dirty Jobs.
Holy shit, you've been watching Netflix. A lot of Dirty Jobs.
I have been. I'm a little bit in love with Mike Rowe now.
Good show. He's a cool dude.
A little
That's
bit.
That's about Apple, right?
Yeah. I don't even remember why I started watching it. And I started the first one. I'm like, oh, I'll watch another one. And it turns out I'm watching like three a night now.
Wow.
Or two a night. You know, like I'll lay down at like 9:30 and I'll watch one or two before I fall asleep.
He's a smart ass.
He's adorable. And he can sing. And it took me looking him up. Because he goes to a candy shop in one episode. And one of the kinds of chocolate is called opera fudge. And he starts to sing. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding? He's amazing. And I looked him up and he was a professional opera singer.
What?
What? You're freaking kidding me.
Yeah, really. Yeah, he started out
the front door.
He started out, yeah, and he didn't. He ended up like not liking it or something like that.
I was like, and, oh my God. And then everything all fell into place.
And every now and again, he'll sing for the crew or something.
Well, I come to find out that I did a little more research. And I'm like, he just seems really familiar. And this is the one thing I've ever seen him in. And he sold karaoke machines on QVC.
Really?
Like way back in the day. One of which I have from my grandmother that she bought from QVC that came with a tape of Mike Rowe singing.
Seriously.
And it hit me like the ton of bricks. Like, oh my God, this is the guy from when I was like 10 and he was selling karaoke machines on QVC.
You actually have that tape?
Awesome.
Somewhere?
I'm sure. I wouldn't have gotten rid of any of it.
You have to find it next time you go home. And I'll put it on as a needle scratcher or something.
I was like, oh my God. That's but crazy. I just get sucked into watching it because he does all this stuff with such openness and such honesty and such, you know what, these are the people who make the country work. It's not the people in the high-rise office buildings. It's the people mucking out. What are you doing?
I'm sorry. I got to stop looking at Facebook during the show.
Okay. And this is, we'll go into a TV show. Actually, two TV shows, which are very near and dear to Christina. Travis Donovan, he does Understudation Live Saturdays here on Vogue.
Hi, Travis.
Posted a picture of the Meeping Angels. And it's Weeping Angels.
Oh, no.
With Beaker.
With Beaker.
Well, he doesn't have eyelids. He'd be all right.
Oh, my God.
He can't blink.
That's awesome.
Bless his heart.
So do continue. Dirty Job.
But that's
Mike
all I've been watching. That's really all I've been watching.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'm already into like the fourth or fifth season. Huh. And almost over. I don't know
what
I'm going to do.
It's canceled, right?
Yeah. I think it went off the air in 2012. And then he does the voiceover work for a bunch of other shows on Discovery Channel.
Oh, like, well, he's a narrator for like a lot of stuff. Deadliest Catch.
So I'm going to start watching that now just so I can still listen to him. Because I'm
Carly
miss
can
him.
Talk about that. Yeah. So she was a big fan.
I'm going to so miss him when I'm done with it. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with myself.
So who's next? Intrepid.
Brad, who's not even paying attention.
Captain. Oh, Captain. Our Captain.
I haven't been watching a whole lot other than the usual stuff.
He's commenting on Facebook.
Yes,
I'm sure.
cursing at Travis for posting that picture. Dragging us up. Glenn, I'm throwing it over to you, bud.
Oh, boy. This is the never-ending segment, though. Sorry.
No, but we've all watched it.
I'll start with something that had been sitting on my DVR for a long time, and finally we decided it was the right time for it. And Carly and I watched An Adventure in Space and Time.
Fabulous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. And that was really good.
Bradley Davis? Is that the gentleman that played William Hartnell?
I don't
played
remember.
Filch.
Yeah, Filch. Yeah, that's how I know him. He was perfect.
He was
absolutely perfect.
Just so dead on.
It's like at least in their likenesses, every actor in their roles were like when they showed the pictures of them at the end.
They did very good.
Was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and what's the doctor's granddaughter, the character's name?
Susan.
Yeah. Carly, the whole time, is going, that looks just like her.
It really did.
She kept saying that. That just looks just like her.
Yeah.
And Jessica Raine is so beautiful. She's beautiful. And she was in Call the Midwife.
Yep.
And she was in an episode of Doctor Who from the Clara season. And I can't remember the name of the episode where they go to the haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not really haunted. It's the alternate universe.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I loved seeing her have a whole thing to herself, kind of, and just be empowered and just be cool. Mm-hmm. But it was so good.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Pop, pop.
Carly had me. Yeah. I love that character. It's like, this is the guy that came up with the whole concept, you know, and just see how he came up with it and how it evolved. And Carly had me watch the first episode of Doctor Who before we could watch that. She's mm-hmm. like, you need to watch this so right. that you'll know what's going on and how it all fits together mm-hmm. and stuff. So I had seen that a couple weeks earlier, and so I was ready to watch it.
Nice.
Like, all right, let's... It was really cool, and one thing that I thought you would have picked up on is the guy that created Doctor Who, he was like, yeah, I got this thing. It's a name for a show. It sounds really cool. The Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but it's got cool. Sounds cool. Yeah. And I thought, what? The guy that created the Avengers created Doctor Who? That's just too cool. So, being a big Avengers fan.
Oh, yeah.
Both Avengers, the British Avengers and the Marvel Avengers.
They slapped a wig on Nicholas Briggs.
Yeah, really.
He was the voice of the Daleks. Look at him.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of all three Avengers. The classic spy series.
Yeah.
The Marvel movie.
Marvel.
And Dodge.
The Dodge Avenger. Okay. Dodge Avenger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walked right into that.
Yep.
No, I drive right.
Oh, man. But it was really worth the wait. And
It was kind of a tearjerker at the end.
It was.
It was the line that,
that
he delivered. Huh? Oh, you haven't seen it?
I don't want to go.
I don't want to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I thought that was a neat way to kind of bridge from the classic series to the new one,
right.
Where it's not really unexpected. I mean, it totally fits in mm-hmm.
right.
to with that. And then, yeah, if you're a big fan of the show, you're going to get the little angel.
Yanks the rug right from under your heart.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really well done. The scene, and spoilers, it's been out long enough. If you haven't seen it, it's fine.
Your fault.
Yeah. the scene where we see Matt Smith.
I didn't like mm-hmm. that either.
Did not like that.
Mm-hmm. My theory is, this is about something from the 60s with a bunch of old people and the young girl Matt Smith fans that are Doctor Who fans. You know, this is a little something for them to show it all come full circle.
The connection, the future of it.
Yeah.
Timey-wimey-ness.
I think if they had shown him in a different way, like if they had shown him looking a little more ethereal, if they had shown him like in profile or in like looking over his shoulder, so you know it's obviously Matt Smith, but it's not full on in your face Matt Smith.
Yeah, he was a little too much just standing there.
Right.
Yeah. If it had been like he was one of the guys working in the studio, even, you know, in the background.
And winked at him or something.
A nerdy stagehand sweeping up the floor or something. Yeah. Just wearing a bow tie.
Or somebody who walks out, you know, like as he's walking out, you know, he looks over his shoulder and just kind of smiles at him. Like mm-hmm. that would have been enough for me.
Yeah, but the center frame right there.
It was a bit much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree it was a bit much. I'm not against them doing it to some mm-hmm. degree, as we've all said, but I think it was a little too
blatant. But it was still really good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was still very good. And the last I checked, I looked on Amazon. Of course, this has been a week ago, maybe. I looked on Amazon. There wasn't an American release yet. There was just the... the British version, which was going for like $50.
You would think that it would be out along with the special.
Yeah. You would certainly think so.
Wow.
Because I told Carly, and she's like, well, if it's $50, I'm not deleting it from the DVR yet.
Right. Right.
Don't worry about it if you do.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that we will get an American release.
I hope so. They showed it on BBC America, so I don't know why they wouldn't have.
Right. But I just thought I'd point that out, that I did go look for it because I was going
to
go ahead and order it.
It was good. I would like to have it. Yeah.
I already pre-ordered the 50th anniversary mm-hmm. special. You know, you pre-order them, save a little money when it comes out. But I went to pre-order this. I was like, whoa, hey.
Right.
$49.99, whatever.
No, that's crazy.
No, thanks. No. I'll wait. I want to own it. It was good.
Right.
But I'll wait.
I'd like to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, it'd be neat if there's anything. All right, here comes the list. Still not watching Almost Human.
Really? Oh, dude.
Yeah. I'll catch up on it eventually. All my shows are back all of a sudden. And now we're DVRing everything in HD, and it takes up a lot more room.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, with a bigger TV, we can see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to go ahead and do everything, which means it's got to get off that DVR quick.
Right.
Because it piles up.
My higher capacity DVR.
I know. I need to. Right now, I'm with Time Warner Cable, and they said the only way I can get a higher capacity one is if I get one of the multi-room DVRs.
Oh.
And it's a cost prohibitive, if you ask me.
I don't blame you.
I'm not going to do that.
Mm. The internet is your DVR.
You're already paying for cable.
Yeah, I know.
It should be that much more to have a better thing.
Still not watching Arrow, but still planning on it. I'm over halfway through with the last season of Smallville, and as soon as I complete that, I will go right into Arrow.
Tom Welling's going to be 50.
I know, it's taking me a while.
No, I'm just kidding.
Smallville, you know, great.
Mm-hmm.
Had a little dip right there in the middle, and then ramped up and was pretty good there at the
end. I'm enjoying the end, everybody coming back, you know, all the cameos, because the series is ending, and they bring everybody back.
I like the new Barry Allen kid. I think he on Arrow. I think
he's going to be a little young, though.
I think you're going to like him.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
Yeah.
American Horror Story.
Yeah, I'm like,
we gave up.
We did.
I'm still watching it just because I've been watching it, and I kind of want to see where it goes, but I'm not excited about it. It's become just too much shock value for, you know.
That's a shame, because it was good.
I'm okay with something being edgy or dark. Mm-hmm. I've got no problem watching any sort of horror thing. But if you're going to take every character that could potentially have any goodness to them, especially if they're a religious character, and then make them some evil, dark, twisted thing behind closed doors, and I'm like, I don't like what you're going here. You're kind of preaching anti-preaching. You know what I'm saying?
They did that last season. What more do they need?
Yeah,
I mean, like, come on. Huh.
I'm already watching a show about all these dark things and dark characters, but you don't need to make it that every good character is really sick and twisted underneath.
What's the point of having a show if there's nobody redeeming?
Right.
Wow.
And, so I'm kind of like, this may be the end of American Horror Story for me. I still love the first season.
Even the second season.
And the second season had a lot of things going for it. I still thought it was a little off the rails, jumped the shark a bit.
It wasn't as good as the first season by any means, but I still liked it.
There was a lot of neat things about it. And there are some things I like about this, but not enough. And I imagine it's got to be really rough to recreate the series. And they probably had a lot more time to make the first one than they have these subsequent ones. When you have a sudden hit on your hands, what do you...
Right.
I'm sure there's a lot of pressure to come up with something. But I'm just not... Not loving it. But I'll finish watching it for what the heck. Let's see. Being Human. You guys, American Being Human, you caught up on that?
Interesting the way they're going with things. Because, I mean, they're...
Yeah. It's off the reservation as far as the original series.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
The way they're doing with Sally's weird.
She's my favorite of the American remake. I like her better than Josh. And I mean, I like the actors who play Josh and Aiden, but I don't love the characters as much as I loved George and Tom and Hal and...
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Sorry, Mitchell.
But you get to see Tom.
I know.
You essentially do see that character.
For now.
He's the same goddamn character on Wonderland.
Right. Bitten. Has anyone watched Bitten?
I won't do it.
She won't let me Bitten.
I can't stand her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand her at all.
Supergirl.
She makes my hair curl. I just can't.
Laura, was it Vanderbilt?
Vanderbilt, whatever.
She's pretty, but I can't handle it.
Yeah.
She can't act to save her life.
Oh, really?
And it hurts. It hurts my hair.
It's another one based on a book series.
Mm-hmm.
I think the book series is called Otherworld.
Okay.
It's very much a romance story, you know. She's got some hot guy back home, but she's being called back to her wolf pack. It's interesting, you know, you don't see many female werewolf stories or characters. And in this, she's the only female werewolf, or at least in her wolf pack. She's the only female werewolf.
She's Smurfette.
She's going to say.
Wolfette.
Exactly. And, it's been okay. I'm surprised they actually go the full werewolf, I mean, full, like, wolf werewolf, full CGI.
Wow.
Which really surprised me. But at least I guess that way they get them to act the way they want them to.
Right.
It's not bad. We're watching it. Like I said, it's a little bit soap opera-y. Not quite the trashy soap opera, Witches of East End.
But one of these kids want to watch that.
It's definitely my guilty pleasure. Okay, it's bad, but
we've got the first couple. And
yeah, you have to check them out.
I'm interested just to see the train wreck that it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Bitten's okay, and
I'll stick with Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I like Teen Wolf better, but
I like New Chick on Teen Wolf.
Bitten feels very Twilight to me. The way the wolf pack is very much like the family of vampires of Edward. You know, it's that kind of thing.
Okay.
Glenn?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
I saw the first one or two of those. I forget which one. It was either two or three. One of them, I kept making fun of it so much, Carly finally turned it off and would not let me finish it. It was that bad. Because I just couldn't help myself. It was just so damn bad.
You were trolling the butts?
Yeah. I was MST.
At least you sat and watched it with her.
Yeah. But I've seen at least one and at least part of two, if not, I don't know. I know enough to know that I don't like it.
Billy Burke is cool.
She could watch it with you or she could watch it in peace, right?
Right. And I told her I would finish watching it, but she just wasn't.
She's like,
put
no.
Up
no.
Time to get sugared up with a little geek cuisine. And this week, we have a double header.
Two-two-two-two-two-fer.
Glenn and Adam have both provided a repast on this one.
Yes, this one, when I went over to the liquor barn to get our podcasting fluid, known as Red's Apple Ale, I noticed this on the shelf, and this is one of my favorite beers. Yes, it is a beer, though it may not taste like it or look like it when you smell and see and taste it. It is called a, it's from a company called Frembois. It's a lambic, so it's a Belgian beer.
Nice.
And it is a raspberry beer.
Oh, my.
And it is the richest raspberry-tasting drink I think you may ever put into your mouth.
Imbibe.
Well, it had a a bottle cap and a cork.
Yes. It had a bottle cap, a cork, and foil.
I'm surprised it didn't have a screw top over everything.
Right. Yeah.
They just don't want you to drink it.
Dipped in wax of some sort.
Yeah.
But it is one of my guilty pleasures.
And how did you find this
when
the first
I go
time?
Out to drink? Oh, gosh. I don't even think I remember the night.
More than one
after
bottle?
Enough of them, no, you probably
it was, like,
won't.
At a restaurant or like a tasting?
It was out
or?
At out at a bar.
Okay.
A friend introduced it to me.
Oh, my God.
Holy crap, you're right.
Oh, does that smell lovely?
Yeah.
And you can there's no seeing through this.
No, there's no. It is dark raspberry
heavy.
Colored. I mean,
yes. I mean it's like a thick red wine.
Yeah, but it is a beer. It is a Belgian raspberry beer.
Normally you say beer and I'm holding my nose. I'm not a big beer fan, but this
and yet
doesn't
you're German.
Resent. I know.
Oh my Lord.
German Catholic.
But
I know.
Oh, this is trouble.
Beer holds no mystique for me.
No wonder you don't remember the night. I don't think I would either.
I think I had a few of these. It's expensive though.
I'd be dead.
But
it's like absinthe. I'd be dead.
For a beer.
You can have absinthe. That shit's nasty.
It is
Oh my God.
It is quite the tasty.
Oh my.
You like?
No, yeah, I actually that shit could be really deadly.
Oh my, I'd be dead.
I thought the reds you know, I'm not a big raspberry fan or a beer fan for that matter.
I'd have no liver.
But this this stuff is amazing.
Wow.
I could sit there and drink this.
That's pretty tasty.
I would be in trouble.
Yep. So whenever I see a bar that has lambic, I always get excited and I'm like, oh, give me one.
And I guess we're so used to things tasting so artificial.
I mean, it's got a little bit of a beer tang right there at the end a little bit.
Yeah.
But not, I mean, I could easily.
You can oversee that.
You can
get past that.
That's quite tasty.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do they make other flavors, or is it strictly a raspberry?
I believe they make a peach as well.
Maybe that's what we had.
It was peach beer that we had.
Yeah. I'd be dead.
It was like Mexican peach beer.
I don't know what the hell it was, but it was almost like this taste wise.
It's just it tastes real. It doesn't taste like artificial raspberry flavoring. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know.
Yep.
I'm not even a wine fan, but this is good.
Every once in a while, like certain wines are.
I've had too much Mountain Dew. If it's not Mountain Dew.
You can never have too much Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew wine. Oh, wait a minute. It's called moonshine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but this is made with, you know, real raspberries. So
I've probably got some Mountain Dew wine because I've got some
it's
cans
fermented.
Of
Mountain
Dew from when they did the WoW can for the World of Warcraft.
Oh, my God.
I can top that.
Okay.
I got some 12-pack of Halo 3 sitting behind the couch there. Wow. The Halo 3.
They're going to excavate, you know, 100,000 years from now, they're going to excavate and find it. And it's still going to be, you can still pop it open and drink it. It's all artificial.
But holy crap, dude, that is amazing.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
I thought y'all like it.
Oh my God.
Finally, a beer I actually like.
Yeah.
See?
Right. Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Frembois.
Thank you, yes.
Lambic. Or lambic.
That almost makes up for the cuttlefish. Lambic.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm not telling Eric about this one.
Frambois.
Your brother will buy out all of Northern Ohio.
Yeah. And he'll
because now he can.
And he'll be calling me from the hospital.
just don't steal his cookies.
Well, what would go good with this?
What would go good with this?
I don't
this?
Know. What, Glenn, what do you have? Mm-hmm. You might have something that... Can you follow that up?
I don't know if I can live up to that, but I've got something thematically similar.
All righty.
We have a little bag of M&Ms. They're all funky colors, though, not like usual.
Mm.
Oh, goddamn.
And...
Yes, please.
I'm saving the rest of mine for after Glenn, so I can follow with that.
They are raspberry M&Ms, but they're not just raspberry M&Ms. They're raspberry made with dark chocolate.
So they're practically good for you.
And they're nice colors.
It's ooh, very raspberry colors.
It's the only thing good about Valentine's Day is the chocolate. Because they have the chocolate-covered cherry M&Ms, and they've got the... You know, they've got all kinds of neat flavors of stuff now for Valentine's Day.
This with a lambic? Mm-hmm. Good. Makes sense.
Diabetic coma. Mm-hmm. May go out, but I'm going out happy.
This would be very heart healthy, right? You know, mm-hmm. with dark mm-hmm. chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, there we go. Dark chocolate and beer.
You probably should not have brought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally, you know, you don't want to have anything sweet with candy because it'll make it taste bad, but this actually mm-hmm. kind of compliments. Mm-hmm. Surprise. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, together. Oh, my goodness.
Holy yeah. crap, that was...
I'm done.
Epic. Mm-hmm.
That ranks up there as probably one of the best geek cuisine we've had.
Time for bed. I'm
period.
Done.
Period.
Good night.
Oh.
Good night, folks.
And there were no scorpions.
thank God.
Nope.
Or... friggin' cuttlefish.
He's going to be talking about that cuttlefish until he's 100 years old.
Cuttlefish.
I love it.
I know it was great. It was great audio. Yeah, go back on our facebook.com/podculture and it's...
But not if you've got an easy gag reflex where if you hear somebody gagging, you're in trouble because you'll be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. It's not that bad on the video.
Okay.
Listening to it pre-editing, I almost chucked again.
I'm sorry.
Because it was like... When you hear yourself, wretch.
See, I called my dad and I told him about it because he's all for eating the weird crap. And I thought for sure he'd be impressed with me. And he's like, yeah, cool. I've had cuttlefish. I'm like, shut up. You have not. He goes, yeah, I have. I'm like, you suck. I can't.
Kind of meaning on your side of the family. You're going to eat all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah, they do eat some weird stuff. But they have good bakery.
Still trying to find the alcohol.
Yeah.
Percentage on it.
Just totally not there.
Let me see the damn bottle. It's got to have the alcohol content on it.
I'm looking it up. Think,
yeah. To the internet.
But yeah, the, what was the name of the lambic again? Because I don't have the bottle over here.
Fremois, lambic, raspberry.
Okay. And then raspberry M&M's dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Match made in heaven.
Yes.
Yes.
Flip match made in raspberry heaven.
Amazing.
Mm. Would not have thought so.
Still no luck, huh, Glenn?
A good table wine.
I think it may be in the glass down there at the bottom, but I don't see it.
All right. You know, like a good dessert wine and dark chocolate, you know, mm-hmm. pieces are really good. I guess this is similar. I guess this works.
It's
too.
Got a little bit of a kick to it.
Yep.
Yeah, but that was very pleasant together.
Yes, yes, and we will be back with more of the show right after we finish off the M&Ms and the lambic.
Wonderful drink, and he made it on a hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises, we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, and filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, a man who invented beer. Tiny bar, the lamp, he called the whole thing. Short seconds, let's toast to Charlie Mops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king. And to his praises, we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, and filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, a man with engineer. Mel Mops.
results, a bushel of hops you stirred around with a stick. The kind of lubrication that makes your engine tick. 14 pints of wool a day will keep away the quacks. It's only 8 pence, half penny, and 1 injection pack. Charlie mops a man with invented beer.
I finally went ahead and ordered Defiance. I had seen it on TV, and when it came out, I wanted to get the Blu-ray, but it was a little pricey. I checked the other day. Carly was like, don't we have that? I was like, no, I hadn't bought it. And I looked, and they had it down to like $21 or something on Blu-ray on Amazon. So I was like, okay, I'll pay that for it. Dracula, I've seen a couple more of those. But there was one where they show the origin of Renfield.
Okay.
And that was pretty neat. But there's a sequence on a train, and it's a fight sequence that was really well done for TV. I thought it was like, wow, that was pretty cool. I'm glad I watched this, you know, just for that sequence. It was pretty neat.
At some point, I'm sure I'll watch it just to see what happens, but yeah. I'm not in a rush.
Like you said, I'm not in a rush. I'm kind of indifferent on the show. It's all right. I kind of want to see where it goes, but I'm not like, I mean, I've had them piling up on the DVR. It's more like we're running out of things because we've been trying to clean the DVR off.
Right.
Let's watch a couple of those and Carly will fall asleep and have to go back and rewatch the episode. Yeah. That sort of thing.
There are shows where that are bad enough where, like, okay, one of us falls asleep during. We're not going to
go back.
Face Off.
Very good.
Still really enjoying Face Off, although Carly and I both agree there was some questionable judging going on last episode. There was a person that probably should have been in bottom looks, as they call it, that was safe. Then there was someone else that was in bottom looks that probably should have gone, but someone else did. So that was, but in all the seasons, we're on season 5 now?
My gosh.
Or is that 6? Jeez, where are we at?
No, you really do like a couple couple seasons a year.
I know, but still.
We're on season 6, and this is the first time that we've both kind of gone. That was kind of questionable what they did there.
Yeah.
Now, questionable as in you just didn't agree or you think there was something shady going on?
Definitely didn't agree. I mean, we thought the person that went home should have been safe. Safe's middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have gone home. But there was a girl that was safe that definitely shouldn't have been bottom looks. I'm not saying she should have gone home necessarily, but
she shouldn't have been safe.
She should have been sweating it out on the go home block, you know, because there's the top looks, the safe, and then the bottom looks. And we both were like, that guy that went home, he got it done. It wasn't great. I think the only thing I can think of, and it's like, do you judge by what they did, or do you judge by what they're capable of? Because sometimes we've seen that where they'll go, we know you failed this time, but we've seen what you can do, and you're worth so much more. We want to see more of what you can do, and they kind of let people slide a little bit, even though they didn't do so great this week.
Gotcha.
I've seen a little bit of that before, but this was very blatant that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the girl that was safe, she barely got her thing done. Her concept wasn't that great. Her sculpting was good, but she did a lot of stuff to just cover up things that weren't done. And it was it was just really bad. Whereas the guy that went home, his was completed. I think when it came down to it, if I'm going to give them props and say, okay, they did okay by this judgment, I would have to say, well, maybe they saw that this guy did get it finished, and it still wasn't good enough or presentable enough, whereas she, when she's done things before, I mean, she had won some challenges before.
Okay.
So she just kind of blew it on this one. So she had more potential. Maybe her sculpting was a little better. I guess it comes down to it. If your ideas aren't the greatest, then they're probably not going to get any better.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably as good of a concept as you can come up with.
And right.
If that's the case, then I guess let the guy whose concepts weren't that great go ahead and go when the girl maybe could have come up with better concepts in the future. Mm-hmm. I guess if I want to let him get away with yeah. with that. But that was the first time, you know, we both agreed, yeah, that was kind of funky the way that went down. We weren't real happy. Carly's been rewatching Hannibal.
Nice.
She's really eager for that to return.
She went back for a second helping?
Yeah. Helix. You watched any more Helix?
Just the first episode. I've not had time to watch the second
one. We're caught up.
Well, yeah, okay. We've been watching. It's, I think it'd make a great 13-episode series, but I don't see how they can...
Well, that's what it might be.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying, you know.
Like, but
it is 13 episodes in the first season, mm-hmm. so if it doesn't get renewed, then it's a 13-episode series.
Right.
Well, the Indigo, I mean, yeah, I think it's interesting concept. Are you caught up?
I like Billy Campbell.
I don't know if I'm caught up or not.
It killed off one of my favorite characters in the last episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm caught up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rocketeer got old.
Yeah, he did.
He's still handsome, but Rocketeer got old.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that lead actor is the Rocketeer. Huh? You didn't recognize him?
No.
Yeah.
He's also Dr. Manhattan, though.
Oh.
Remember that?
Well, yeah. You didn't see his blue wang, so you didn't
know. CGI, yeah. Mostly.
Sleepy Hollow's now on hiatus.
Damn stupid hiatus.
Holy mm-hmm. crap.
Mm-hmm. Aw, he just gets clean clothes and they're getting all dirty again. I was reading an article and it said that there's a bit that you don't see where he buys a bunch of clothes from the reenactors. He
right.
doesn't just get the one suit. He buys a bunch of clothes. So, like, next season, you're going to see him in the same clothes, but they're going to be clean clothes. Because okay. he buys a whole slew of them from these people at the, you know, at
like
the
a deleted scene or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was reading the Entertainment Weekly article.
Okay. That one made sense. Again, you know, mm-hmm. he gets new clothes.
Right. So they're, yeah, it's still the same clothes. It's just they're new clothes.
Well, maybe
that's
they
good.
Do it different colors or yeah. styles. Or give them, yeah. Like I said, keeping the coat's fine.
Just and John give Noble, a new outfit. I don't care how evil he is. I just want to hug him.
He's freaking, when he goes evil, he is a scary mother.
Walter Bishop was very mm-hmm. frightening, too. I know, like.
Alternate was.
Yeah. Did you hear? He's been elevated to series regular.
Really?
Fabulous.
Did not hear
Walter
that.
From Fringe.
Oh.
Yeah, he was, had a couple of guest spots in the yeah. first season of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, cool.
He was an interesting character.
Mm-hmm.
To start with, before any of the season finale stuff happened.
And the sister character is a series regular now, too.
Nice. Nice.
They're bringing people into the you know.
Yeah, good.
So you don't run into the supernatural problem where you've got, like, the two main characters.
Who are exhausted.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
And speaking of supernatural,
mm-hmm.
finally caught up on Supernatural.
Yay!
And still love the characters. Great show.
And Sam just gets in the car and leaves his kick-ass looking Mustang, classic Mustang.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm like, but what happens to the car? You can't just leave it there. Maybe he goes and gets his stuff and comes back.
Yeah.
I don't know. In my dream world, that's what happens. Because I can't imagine leaving it there.
Car.
Yeah, I thought that was odd, too. I'm like, you're just going to drive off? They need the scene of them driving off. Together
like
the
maybe
end,
they're
but,
just
I mean,
going back
on.
To the hotel to get the stuff, and then
yeah.
they'll come back for the car.
Now, what would have been funny is if it would have been he would have been driving the car from the alternate timeline when they had like the newer muscle car that they were driving around in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was weird to see the episode with Kane because the actor that played him was the weird comic relief cop in Psych, the show Psych. So to see him as anything serious was kind of creepy, but I liked seeing Crowley. Like, he was just, he's just cool, and I love Mark Shepard.
Well, we're teaming up with Crowley now? And that was, have we seen Crowley do the mist thing before?
No, at least mm-hmm. not that I remember.
Because I'm like, holy shit, Red!
That was pretty hardcore. that was pretty cool.
I'm on the last episode of season 8.
Excellent.
Okay.
So, still catching up.
Well, you got good stuff out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Although it doesn't suck any, you know, at the
yeah.
end. You know, it's
and
like still
now
going.
They're getting ready to do the backdoor pilot for Supernatural Tribes.
I knew there was a spinoff coming, but I had no idea what it was going to be.
Connected with Tribes deals in Chicago between like hunters and something else.
Yeah. Oh.
Huh. I don't know.
I don't know about
we'll see.
Yeah.
But of course, I was unsure about the originals.
I was just going to say, exactly.
And I'm enjoying the originals.
I am too.
Of course.
It's good. It's not as good as Vampire. No. I'm not enjoying as much as Vampire Diaries.
Elijah is my favorite.
I like Rebecca because she's just freaking awesome.
Remember when Elijah was the big bad?
Yes.
Everyone's like, oh,
we were just talking about that he was the scary one. And Elijah. Now, like, he's the most moral of the whole family. Yeah. Like, he's trying so desperately hard to see the good in everybody, and it's just not happening.
And he's got it bad for the girl.
He's mm-hmm. so sweet. But he's trying so hard not to, though. He's just trying to be good.
So yeah, the originals. It was a little rocky with me here and there, but mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it. I like where it's going, and yeah, still loving Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. Still say can't top it.
Mm-mm.
Still say it's best show on TV.
No, holy, speaking of freaking crossovers.
Well,
was it episode 100? You said
yes, because I'm like, are they canceling the show and nobody knows? Because why the hell is everybody
right.
coming back for a cameo?
Everybody showed up.
I'm like, mm-hmm. what's going on? Are they canceling it? And then I was reading a thing and it said it was the 100th episode. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't cancel it.
Yeah,
and the way they did it was hysterical. Well, not hysterical, but just like, okay, boom, shock moment. Then later on, Aunt Jenna, what?
What? I'm like, come on, if Aunt Jenna's there, there's got to be Rick.
Okay,
come on,
Rick. Yeah. Yep. And then there's Uncle John. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, okay. When's Rick going to show up?
Yay.
Son of a bitch, here's Alaric.
Yeah. Yeah. I love him so much.
For like 5 seconds each. I mean, they were just...
Mm-hmm.
When they redo Indiana stuff. Jones, it needs to be him because he's perfect.
I'd be all right with that.
Yeah.
He's so... Right he's got that look to him. He just has that younger Harrison Ford look to him.
Yeah, and I pretty much called it what they were doing with
Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine and
mm-hmm. Elena.
Like, really?
Yeah, I was like, are they going to go there? Of course they're going to go there.
I'm like, okay, they're going to do this Freaky Friday thing.
I'm like, it's
to
not
make
yet.
Her human again and her the vampire again.
I'm like, it's not even really saving Nina any work because she still has to play two different people.
But as Carly and I were discussing, she's done a damn fine job of really playing three different characters because
what
she played
watching?
Crazy Pants. Remember?
We were watching Castle,
mm-hmm.
and the actress in this one episode who plays a young kind of like a Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan kind of starlet gone wrong kind of actress mm-hmm. could have been Elena's little sister. Catherine's little sister. Because just the way she carried herself and just her attitude and the way her face was shaped, she looked so much like Nina. I even looked her up to see if maybe she was a cousin or something. She wasn't. But
I mean, it was like Amelia and Amy.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
But yeah.
And they are related.
Yeah.
Every time I think, okay, what else can they do on the Vampire Diaries? It's like, oh, well, here they go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still a surprise. Still,
yeah.
It's never gotten stale.
Yeah, no.
We went through four bottles of bourbon.
I know, my gosh. When they were all toasting to the horrible things Catherine has done. Yeah. I was laughing so hard.
Okay. Okay, here's the drinking game, and then they set up the drinking game.
Then it's like whatever bad thing Catherine's done to you, take a drink. You know,
if you think of something worse. Take a drink.
And I'm like, that is a really cool way of recapping the entire show.
Right.
Because they listed stuff off I forgot happened, mm-hmm. like way back in the first season. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is really cool.
It was a good way to do an info dump.
Yeah, right. it really was.
Really, and it was very real.
Yeah.
And just fit the characters, too.
I enjoyed it very much.
Like the waste.
I kind of watched that. I kind
of
want to watch that episode again.
Bourbon?
It was good.
Let's see.
And you know they're not buying the cheap shit either.
Oh, no. No. Mm-mm. I don't know where they get their money.
Mister, I've been alive for 500 years and don't have a 401k.
Thank you, Cordelia.
Teen Wolf.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Styles. Just make him okay. I just want him to be okay.
Good show.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf. You haven't watched it?
I have not.
There's no Vampire Diaries.
No. But it's fun.
It is.
It varies in quality a little more than Vampire Diaries does, mm-hmm. you know. But it's like I wasn't real sure about the new villains until this episode. Now I like them.
They're very scary.
Yeah.
Very scary.
I think it's on par with...
Like Dementors. I just don't like it.
It very much was. Those one.
Very scary.
I think it's on like Tomorrow People kind of level.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
a little edge to the Tomorrow People.
I don't like What's Her Face. Can't think of her name. Girlfriend, Archer Girl.
Right.
Oh yeah. Well, you know they're.
She gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Cho Chang.
Or Cheng Cho.
No, it's Cho Chang from Harry Potter.
There's a bump song.
Cho yeah. Chang.
Oh yeah, Kira, the new character.
She's cute. Yeah. I like her.
Oh yeah, she's real cute.
It'll be interesting to see what's really going on.
What
with
is
her.
She? Yeah.
She looked like a duck the way that
it did not look like a duck.
She's princess. She's a swan.
Aww.
Did not. She's wearing like the princess helmet from the Battle of Planets.
All right.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. It did look like a duck bill.
Thank you.
I didn't see the duck
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Affleck.
Yeah, but Teen Wolf's okay. And like I said, now I like the new villains. They're very ninja like. They turn into smoke and
they're very scary.
And disappear. And they've got these like Japanese Oni masks, you know, like demon
masks. See, that's
masks
what makes me think they're after her.
And the one guy just reached in and pulled a sword out of himself and used it to fight with. Yeah,
just
some really neat stuff going on there.
Wow.
So now I like them.
Speaking, this is going to be a strange connection, but it actually worked. Speaking of pulling swords out of yourself, this past episode of Arrow, and you'll appreciate it. They had a second tier villain, Bronze Tiger.
Oh yeah, Tiger, cool.
Yeah, there was this Wolverine. They had him. Somebody smuggle in blades.
I'm sorry, it just sounds like a male stripper
to the prison.
Bronze Tiger.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound like a villain of any kind. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a stripper.
Yeah, but the way they did his costume, because he kind of had this bronze-colored leather jacket thing with all the zippers, and it looked kind of like what they would have the stripes.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, then that's kind of neat.
Half the villains
that villain, but yeah.
Half the villains I hear named off on things, I'm like, really? How is that scary?
Yeah, especially the DC villains.
Yeah, it's like, how on earth is that supposed to be scary?
Yeah, it's kind of bad.
Except Flash. Flash always had the coolest rogues gallery.
Yeah, Glenn's like, no.
No comment.
I wish you could have seen Glenn's face just then.
No comment.
Well, we're not a video. Give me a video podcast. But the rogues are neat because they have the code.
We mentioned it before, the Tomorrow People. Still kind of neat. Like I said, not my favorite show, but they're keeping it interesting. And I'm surprised. I'm still
interesting how they keep bringing the father back into it. You think something like that you set up like in the pilot, and then it's the whole storyline throughout the whole season. But they just keep bringing back in these weird flashbacks.
Who's the kid that I like?
Oh, yeah. He's hysterical.
I can't think of his name. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Either,
but he's my favorite. I love his little...
He was stoned out of his gourd in his last
episode. His little one-liners, like, under his breath, that it's just funny.
Mm-hmm.
His comic timing is fabulous, and I love Astrid.
And I looked up. Are you caught up on Tomorrow People?
Yes.
The Flash issue they mentioned in the flashback, really is that episode. It really is that issue number.
Wow.
So
they showed the Flash cover.
159, they showed the cover, and I'm of course go look it up. Son of a bitch, that is. And then you see all the DC comics at the ends of the newsstand, and very era-right. Covers looking too, because I saw the different way they had the bullet logo and then the checkered banner for annuals. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
And one last one here for me, The Following.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
I can't cope with it.
I was kind of like, what are they going to do?
Those masks are freaking me out. They're
kind of weird.
What's wrong with bacon, right?
No bacon masks. No bacon masks at all.
Most delicious mask ever.
No bacon masks. No, no, no.
I was like, yo, how can they really do a second season of this? And do I really want a second season? I don't know. And then we watched the first episode and we were like, okay, yeah, this is good. Let's watch the second episode. This is pretty cool.
It's freaking me out. Yeah. Like, I talk to my aunt about it each week because she loves it. And we've each watched it from the first episode last season. And like the twin brothers are scary. And like French girl from
Last Resort
is scary. And they couldn't make Emma any uglier if they tried.
I think she looks slightly better.
She's a pretty woman, and they just keep trying to make her horrible looking.
Oh, this season she looked like her dad got drunk and fucked a parrot.
I mean, she's a pretty, if you look at the stills of her in other things, she's a beautiful woman. They work really hard to make her weird looking. It's like, my God, what'd they do to her?
Yeah, last season she had that snow haircut.
She's a human pincushion this season, and I get it, because she wanted to make herself look as different as she could. But
right. I thought she was really cute last season.
She was okay, yeah, she was okay last season. But,
this season, I'm not a fan.
Gracious. I like seeing Connie from Dresden Files also as always. She's always a cop.
That's what Carly was saying. She's always a cop.
Three or four things in. She's a damn cop.
She's good though. I like her.
I told her I saw her in one thing where she wasn't a cop.
Oh.
She was in Dexter.
Oh.
She was married to the assistant DA.
Okay.
And she was a realtor.
Oh my goodness.
Now she was still related to the law because of the DA. Right. But she was a realtor.
Wow.
I want her to show up on Arrow and she could be Dresden's new partner.
That'd be awesome. I'd pay good cash money for that.
Yeah. But you're right. She's typecast. Yeah. Wow, she's a cop. And she's short, too.
It's like Chi McBride. He's always a cop.
He's playing the same damn character on Hawaii 5-0.
Or a security guard. Or some kind of somebody in authority like that that's a security person. He's always, even back when he was on the John Larroquette show, like way back in the 90s, he was still that same kind of character. It's like, my goodness, how do you land a job like that where you're always the same? Like, I'm sure he really wants to be, you know, Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe he really wants to be something else. But I like the following. It's good and scary.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm excited about this second season. And Carly kind of just put up with the first season, mainly watching it because I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But after the first episode of the second season, mm-hmm. she's like eager to watch it. Mm-hmm. All the following's coming on. You know, I mean, she really wants to watch it now. So I'm.
Well, I like the dichotomy of the pilot episode and the first time you see Hardy, and he's in a pool of his own hangover, and his apartment is a mess. He's got empty liquor bottles everywhere. It's just a disaster. And the first episode of this season, everything is clean. He gets up, his alarm goes off, he goes running, he's taking his vitamins. I mean, mm-hmm. like, it's day and night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was pretty cool.
But he's got to be in good shape for what he gets put through.
No kidding. With season. A pacemaker, no less.
Right.
It's like, good God, you don't really have to do anything to beat him. Just outrun him. Mm-hmm. You know? It's just like...
That's why he was running.
Mm-hmm.
Just be able to run longer and you'll be all right.
I think that's it. I think that's very everything
good.
I've watched.
Very good.
Oh. Adam, you been watching anything, man?
I've been watching... Well, actually, Crystal and I finished up Breaking Bad.
Excellent.
Which was the second time for me watching that show. And,
excellent.
It was fun to see her reactions to the last four episodes of it.
Spent $200,000 on two of the... finest assassins money can buy.
Yeah. And they... Yeah.
I love that.
So great.
Every time I play with Clara's laser pointer, I think of them.
Badger and Skinny Peter. Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
You need your own spinoff?
Yeah.
When they're arguing about zombies, I can't cope with it. That
in the Star Trek episode that they wrote... So great.
They're arguing about Nazi zombies that are they're worse than regular zombies because they're like Nazis.
Are they on the moon?
Hopefully they'll show up in the Better Call Saul spinoff.
They have to, because if anybody needs a lawyer, it's them.
And apparently Mike, the actor who plays Mike, is signed on to be in Better Call Saul.
Good, because I like him.
So that was just great. Like, you know, we had to watch all four episodes in a row.
Good.
Because the one that you just can't stop.
Mm-mm.
Once you get to that point, everything's come, like the whole, all the characters, everything's coming to the crescendo.
This momentum is going.
And it just keeps going. It's like a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Like a post on Facebook. Four more episodes.
Yeah.
Three more episodes.
Final episode.
Yeah.
The countdown.
Oh, man. That was something else. But she liked it. She really, really enjoyed it. It was like, well, what am I going to do now?
Exactly.
So we'll have to find another.
Bitches.
Do we need to start a Pod Culture Breaking Bad themed podcast?
Take on each episode, analyze it.
Hey guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.
Hey, Christina.
Hello. I was going to do something clever, but it's all gone. It got sucked away by Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah, I don't have anything clever either. I'm devoid of cleverness at the moment. I'm too tired.
I don't want to break the streak here, so I'm not going to do anything clever either.
Okay. Yeah, why start now, right?
Yeah, aww, why start now?
We're going.
Okay. Wrong button.
Right. I almost had Mountain Dew through my nose.